Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com.
A Prayer to Catch Your Breath by Max Lucado. God designed time for rest to be taken daily and weekly. He told Moses and the Israelites, 6 days do your work, but on the seventh day do not work, so that your ox and your donkey may rest, and so that the slave born in your household and the foreigner living among you may be refreshed. Exodus 23:12. This was not a suggestion, recommendation, or piece of practical advice. This was a command. Rest. Once a week, let the system reboot. Once a week, let the entire household slow down. The Israelite who violated this law paid for the sin with his or her life. Today, the death penalty is still in effect, but it gradually comes from overwork, stress, and anxiety. The Bible doesn't see rest as a sign of weakness or laziness, but as a mark of reverence. To observe a Sabbath day of rest is to announce, God knows what I need more than I do. If he says to rest, I will rest. And, as we do, our bodies and minds are refreshed. Never has rest been more important. We move at too fast a pace, and our adrenaline spigots seldom shut off. Racing for late-night flights and adding early morning meetings, we're stretched beyond our limits. High adrenaline output depletes the brain's natural tranquilizers and sets the stage for high anxiety. Many of us learn to associate relaxation with irresponsibility, so we might need some rewiring. Here are 5 tips I've learned to try. Number 1, don't overdo it. Understand your limits. If you think you have no limits, then you have more than most people. Number 2, once you reach your limits, stop. Don't work until you drop. Find a pace of life that works for you and stick to it. Number 3, maintain regular breaks during the day. Naps are biblical. Number 4, give your mind a rest from technology. Turn off, unplug, detach from social media, news, and all the tech toys that deplete energy. Number 5, learn to relax. To relax is to disengage and let go. An hour or day-long Sabbath is not the time to catch up with work. It is a time to entrust my work to God. After all, he worked for 6 days and then rested. The world didn't fall apart. It won't for me either. God promised to supply the Hebrews with manna each day, but he told them to collect only 1 day's supply at a time. Those who disobeyed and collected enough for 2 days found themselves with rotten manna. The only exception was the day prior to the Sabbath. On Friday, they could gather twice as much. Otherwise, God gave them what they needed in their time of need. Doesn't each day have its share of challenges? Some of them repeat themselves over time, others are one-day specials. I've learned the key to tranquility and true rest is to face today's problems and no more, to treat each day like a self-contained unit. Here are today's problems. Meet them with God's strength. But I don't have to start tackling tomorrow's problems until tomorrow. I don't have tomorrow's strength yet. I simply have enough for today. And I can't cross a bridge until I reach it. So what to do? Find a parking place for tomorrow's problems. When they surface, write them down and mentally drive them into a parking garage and leave them there. Don't overstress your coping skills. Emotional energy is finite. Give yourself permission to say, I will solve this tomorrow. By sunrise, I will be replenished physically and mentally. Every day is a fresh start, so I will start fresh in the morning. Shut the gate on yesterday and don't touch the gate on tomorrow. You no longer have yesterday. You do not yet have tomorrow. You only have today. Live in it. Let's pray. Dear Lord, break me of the need to be busy pursuing a sense of self-worth. Make me secure in who you are and who you've made me to be, and as a result, teach me what it means to truly rest. Help me catch my breath. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
Dedicating time each day to spend feeding our minds and our hearts the truth of God's Word is immensely helpful in our growth as followers of Christ. I'm John Stonge, and each day I host a show called Daily Devotions with Pastor John. On the show, I spend just a few minutes taking an applicational look at one or two verses of Scripture before coming to the Lord in prayer. If you'd like to make a habit of spending more time meditating on the truth of God's Word, you can listen to Daily Devotions with Pastor John at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.